Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm very excited about having our good buddy Stephen Martin back on the show. Steve is an original member of our Brain Trust and the author of so many books on how to help you become more profitable that I couldn't bring all of them with me. The most recent one is, if I remember correctly, is Instant Profits, and he's our good friend, Steve Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always great to be with you.
Did I get the title? I don't have it in front of me. Did I get the title right on the last one?
Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay.
One of the ways that you talk about how to be profitable and how to make sure that your business pays, as you say, is might surprise people a little bit because it's something you don't always automatically, intuitively associate with profitability, and that's the concept of being innovative. Talk to us about that.
Jim, the reality is that the world is changing around us at a rapid pace. We see that certainly with our economy threatening to do another double dip here. And the reality is you have to change the way you're doing things to be responsive to the world around you as it changes. You have to innovate as well. And change can be difficult for organizations, first of all, because they don't know what to change.
Right.
And I'm sure you've run into that with many of your esteemed guests on the show and all the business folks that you've talked to.
I want to differentiate something now. When I think of change, I think of something that is happening that's motivating me to catch up or to stay up. And when I think of innovate, I think of that being a little more forward thinking. Can you help us with that?
It's all a matter of your personal definition, Jim. I think of innovation as something new that is sustainable for some period of time.
Right.
And that can be forward-looking or it can be relatively short to reactive kind of change as well.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
We'd like to think that innovation are the great big changes like iPads, iPhones, and things of that nature. But innovation for a small business could be something as simple as a new product line extension to meet the needs of customers who are experiencing a cash crunch,
mm-hmm.
and need something that provides a value to them at a lower cost.
Well, you know, it could be as basic as changing the hours that you're open.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. you could be saying, wait a minute, we're open from 8 to 5, but our customers, some of them might like to be here at 7:30, or maybe we should stay open a little bit later. And I know, folks, that sounds simplistic, but you know, innovation is where you find it, isn't it? Isn't it, Steve? I mean, it's a broad definition.
Absolutely, and that's the definition I prefer rather than the great world shaking changes.
Yeah.
It is. Innovation is where you find it. And the idea of changing your service hours, if you're a storefront, is excellent. And it may mean staying open fewer hours,
mm-hmm.
to maximize the value that you provide to your customers. And that's on the opposite side of that coin of being open more hours.
Mm-hmm. Whatever is beneficial to customers, And coincidentally, associated with that, helps you to be more efficient and therefore more profitable, therefore more successful. Whatever you can do to bring those two together, good for the customer, good for you, in that order. That's where innovation begins, isn't it?
Absolutely, Jim, and you do have to look for those opportunities. Now, for your example, if you were going to open up an hour early and you only had one customer when you needed 15 to break even, now you've got to take a look at whether or not that's really the right decision, because
right.
One of your first obligations as a business person is to maintain profitability so you can sustain your value to the customer.
Right. This is where you start thinking about customers being a profit center, an individual customer being a profit center, and again, part of your innovation might be that, you know, and I know this sounds crazy in this day and time, that you have to fire a customer or maybe just, you know, put them on part time. Steve, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk some more about innovation, folks. What Steve calls the innovation imperative. After these messages, 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.